a long drive, way back in center field, way back, it is. Oh, Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
Now, back to Murph and Mac on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, it continues. Hey, we're lucky to have Willie Mays in our midst. Treasure life, everybody. Treasure every day. Willie's here. You can say happy birthday to him tomorrow at the park. We've been saying it all morning long. Whether it's Tom Verducci or Sean Estes or Randy Wynn or John Shea or the Mays Scholar Program we've announced with the Junior Giants and the Giants Community Fund. And now the man who's really kind of, I mean, you want to talk about, like, you want the super secret password to Willie, you go through Mario Alioto. I like to think of him as the Bat Boy in 1973 at the AstroTurf in Candlestick. Now he's calling the shots, Paulie. He's a baller and a shot caller.
Totally.
I've lost track of Mario's title. He's just grand poobah of everything.
Basically,
what he is.
Yeah.
Mario Alioto, more important, the son of Fist Pump Nana. Mario, hey, Mario, how's that for an introduction?
Good morning,
there,
Mario.
You're not going to beat that one there.
No,
bud.
That's
quite an introduction. Thanks, you guys. It's great to be. I appreciate you having me on to talk about Willie Mays. This is like a holiday today on May 6th. Absolutely.
It really is. And just catch us up. You know, is he going to be, you know, the plan is he's going to be there tomorrow, right? And fans can come out and see him, right? Or at least wave or say happy birthday.
He's definitely going to be out there. You know, as you've probably already mentioned, this is his first time to the ballpark since 2019. So it's he's looking forward to it. And we've got a big night planned for him. And, you know, remember, the game's at 6:45. But what we're going to do is, you know, we've got a big cake for him. But we're going to do some of it in the game because we'll bring it up to his suite and have a – and by the way, his favorite cake is strawberry cake.
Ooh, okay.
So we had to make sure we got strawberry.
I'll take that.
But we'll do a cake. But here's the key. Before the game, there's one thing Willie loves to do, which we're going to do for him. He loves to get into an old antique car and drive around that warning track.
Yeah.
And that's where we really want people to really come out to the ballpark, because there's one way to show your love for Willie is let him hear your voice. Let him hear you screaming for him. And let him feel that love, because that's what he loves to do, is drive around the warning track. So that is really what we're going to do. And that's a way for fans to leave the ballpark that night and say, you know what? I saw Willie Mays today. And that means something. So come out early, and because he's looking forward to it. And, hey, there's only one Willie, as we've said so many times. And when he drives around that warning track, although I've told the driver, don't drive too slow. We have a game to play. but it is Willie. And so come on out and check that out. And during the game, early in the game, we'll bring a cake up to him and a ton of tributes we're going to be showing throughout the evening. So awesome. It's going to be quite a special night.
That is so awesome. Get there early. Mario, you got to call Gavin Newsom or Fauci. Can we get 40,000 in there tomorrow night? Come on, man. We got
Well, Fauci. We wish we could do that. But come on out. There are seats available. You know, we've got the social distance seats. We've got vaccination-only section seats. And by the way, the vaccination-only section seats start at only $18 tomorrow night.
Wow.
But the real key is come on out, because, you know, as you said, Willie's still with us. This is a big birthday for him. And you know what? He's a national treasure. And to be able to say that he's a Giant and you can come out to the ballpark and see him, it's one thing, you know, just talking about it. But when you get the chance to see him and wave at him and just get that feeling of there's Willie, that's what makes our business special. And that's what makes Willie special. And frankly, that's what makes baseball special. He's royalty. So come on out, because it means it's one thing where we want to get our fans out there. But it means so much to Willie, and I think that's the real key for tomorrow night.
Well, you're absolutely right in terms of that's baseball, too. I mean, with all due respect, we all love basketball for its own reasons, and whether it's, you know, Bill Russell or Steph Curry, and of course, we all love football for Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and Ronnie Lott and now Trey Lance. But there's a different connection to baseball players, and it's just different. It's daily. You see their face. And it's Willie, you know, doing his thing. So I agree that this is part of celebrating baseball too.
Well, it's that, and the thing about Willie is, as we all know, Willie enjoyed playing the game, and he's still that guy. You talk about his laugh, I know you heard John Shea talking about Bill Greaseman. I remember we had him in the folks from his Negro League teammates years ago at the ballpark. You get these guys in the clubhouse talking, or with Willie, whether it was back with Lon Simmons and Felipe, or you get these stories talking and Willie starts laughing. That's the Willie we all know. It's that fun, child. I mean, Willie's like a big kid, and he played the game in a way that we all wish we could play the game, is to enjoy it. It's a game. And I think that's what Willie reminds all of us, is that baseball is a fun. The idea is to have fun, and Willie is the perfect example of a fun game that he enjoyed playing. And you know, his cap flying off, and just all of the magic the way he played the game, the way he ran the bases, everything about Willie, it just brings us back to our childhood. And that's the special thing about Willie and having him at the ballpark tomorrow night. And by the way, the ballpark to him is like home. He loves being at the ballpark. So can you imagine how hard it was last year to watch or listen to our games and not be able to go to the ballpark? So tomorrow night's a very real special night for him.
Outstanding. And we'll end with this, Mario. As you know, and you played a role in this, so I want to thank you as co-chair with my unbelievably talented co-chair, Kelly Larkin Coover, that we are announcing this Mays Scholars Program with the Giants Community Fund for 5 African-American high school kids a year in San Francisco to get $20,000 and up to $70,000 of mentoring and college advice and tutoring and all the programs that are live and free and 100% college prep. Willie Mays put his name on it, and I know you helped ask him because, you know, we wanted to make sure it was okay. Yep. And so thank you, Mario.
No, Brian, Willie is really excited about this program, and it means so much to him and you know, just to help the kids in the community, because, you know, Willie's all about kids. But I would just encourage you, on his birthday, or your listeners, to, one way to really honor Willie is to join the Giants and Willie in giving that gift of education. I mean, our investor group has really stepped up, and the board has stepped up. There's a great foundation of funding. But if you want to give a gift, to help out and help out the Giants Community Fund and honor Willie's birthday, go to juniorgiants.org, jrgiants.org, and give a gift. And maybe $90 is an appropriate number today. But Willie is so excited about putting his name on this. And this is something that will be around forever, for a long time. So, we're all thrilled, and I know you are too, as a board member. So I appreciate the efforts you have put in as well.
No, it's so good. I remember months ago when we were talking, it's like, he's turning 90 in May. Why don't we try to get this thing going? And that was the goal. Yeah. The goal was to announce it on his 90th, and it took a lot of doing. And so thanks. So anyway,
well, Brian, if I could just mention real quickly about that, we're talking about Willie and kids. I just was remembering earlier, think about how many Halloweens, how many kids went to his house and knocked on his door, and instead of a candy bar, he got a Major League Baseball from Willie. I mean, Willie is that way. He's really special when it comes to kids. So
he's trying to help the next. Well, there's a line in Chase's story. He says, "I can't wait to meet the first class." So that hit me. Yep. It's like, wow,
absolutely.
2021 this fall, and there's going to be Willie shaking their hand. So anyway, Mario, thanks.
Come on out tomorrow night.
Yeah,
please.
Everybody,
it'll be a great night.
Go sing happy birthday to Willie, and go watch the Giants beat the Padres too.
For sure.
Come on now, right?
Got to
get that W, Mario.
You got it. Hey, it's a big weekend, and that's Mother's Day weekend. We got giveaway Saturday and Sunday. We got Willie Friday night. Come on out. It's time to start enjoying Oracle Park, because it looks like we're going to have a fun season ahead of us.
Yes, for sure. You the man, Mario. Take care.
Yeah, thanks, Mario.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
There he is, Mario Alioto, who's used to be the bat boy back in the Candlestick days.
You want to talk about San Francisco credentials?
Yeah.
Go see Mario Alioto. He's got the credentials you're looking for.
His mom was the one who did the fist pump in the 2012 season. Remember the fist pump?
Yeah, no question. Yeah,
so good stuff, man. All right. Well, listen, thanks everybody for being with us on this Willie Mays birthday show.
That was a good show. I enjoyed that very much. And the show flew today. I mean, it feels like it just flew by.
Well, it's just like we're treasuring this. And hopefully there's kids out there that are learning stuff.
Yeah,
Kids out there learning stuff.
Right.
All right, Paul. Then you got your Dubs tonight, right? I don't see enough of the birthday. We have a basketball game.
What if the kids come? Am I allowed to riff on Willie's birthday? I'm just riffing on the state of things in 2021. It's not a Willie Mays riff. It's a riff on the state of things. What do you say to your kid when your kid comes to you and goes, and you're like, "Hey, I want to teach you about Willie Mays. We're going to watch some highlights tonight." And then the kid goes, "Yeah, but do they have any Marvel Avengers trailers when Willie hits a home run? Can I see the Incredible Hulk scale the wall?"
On that note, on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.